Names, interesting things. I'm terrible with names. I've probably forgotten half of your name. When anyone tells me a name, it can be really embarrassing, especially when you're doing a sort of a wedding, not a wedding itself. I normally write them down because I have these sort of ongoing nightmares that, you say the wrong name. Or well, the worst thing, actually, I think at a wedding you could probably just about get away with it. A funeral would be just sort of big chasm. I know one or two colleagues who have done that. But no, names are fascinating things. This morning, thinking having one of my bright ideas, I Googled, which is a name in itself, how many Peter Suttons there were in the world. Conveniently, it said, "I'm afraid I can't tell you. AI can't do everything." But apparently, there's more than 200 in the UK. So I thought, okay, I'll try Tony Bond. And there's more Tony Bonds in the UK, apparently. There's 300 of those. So, but again, it said, "I can't tell you worldwide. There's just too many to calculate." But it's interesting that, and again, it's a huge ego trip, isn't it? If you suddenly do that thing where you Google your own, and of course, gratifyingly, you don't come up. That always sort of makes me quite happy. Not that I do it very often. But it's interesting. There's so many people called the same name as us, yet there's only one of us. Although we share names, we're all quite individual. Names are an integral part of how we go about our lives. They are our identity. They are our character. They how we sort of know one another is how we interact. In the ancient world, a name often was felt to have some relative amount of power. So that if you knew someone's name, it meant that you kind of had some power over them, and that you could sort of use that and be above them. It's partly why when Moses is at the burning bush and he asks God for his name, he doesn't actually sort of really give him a name. He says, "I am who I am," which is where we get Yahweh, which is where we get Lord. A name can be used both in a communication of love. It can be said tenderly. And it can also be a communication of challenge and of difficulty. I don't know about you, but I always struggle a bit when someone's talking to me and they sort of use my name in every other sentence. I don't know whether that's sort of they're reminding me that you get that sometimes even with sales when someone's on the phone and they're going, "Can I use your name, please?" "Yes, Peter this, Peter that." "Okay, I know my name." Don't need reminding. It's interesting where we name objects. I don't know whether my family's quite keen on naming our cars. My daughter's just got her first car and she's called it Gina. And we have a Mini that's called Roger. But it's interesting how as soon as you do that, a character sort of forms around it, and the connection. I mean, your first car is probably the most precious thing that you've ever had, isn't it? I think it's one of those real life things, isn't it? That you remember. My dad always said, "You remember your first car, and you remember your first new car, and the rest of it is kind of," and they're the most precious. But when it seems when, funny when you name something, it becomes something slightly bigger than it was before. Equally, when we name animals, and I'm always slightly cautious of humanizing animals too much, but it happens, doesn't it? We name animals and a character builds around them. So what's amazing this morning as we remember Mary Magdalene is that line in our gospel, which I think is probably one of the most beautiful, tender lines in scripture, where Jesus turns to Mary, who up until then is known as, she's called woman. She's kind of not identified as anything. And we meet her in her deepest moment of grief, of trouble. She has seen her friend killed, then buried, and now she finds that she's come to pay her respects, and yet even the body has gone. And she's kind of so fraught with angst that she doesn't even recognize the face of the one who she's come to mourn until Jesus just says, "Mary." At which point you can kind of almost feel the sort of, I don't know, can you imagine the sort of cascade of emotions that must have got over that very, just being called her name changed her life completely in that one moment. She went from being a distraught person who had lost a deep friend to suddenly becoming someone who 2,000 plus years later we reverence as the first apostle, the first evangelist, if you like, of Christ. Buildings are named after her. I was in Stockholm last week and I visited the Church of Mary Magdalene there, which was very different to this one, as you can probably imagine. So just Jesus just saying someone's name has transformed everything in that one moment and completely. But for her in that one moment, it's everything. She knows, she's seen. She goes from being, "Woman, why are you weeping?" to Mary. Jesus sees her, recognizes her, and in that time turn, she recognizes him. If we're looking anywhere for the power of a name, I think it's just there. And if you like, you can interject in this morning's gospel your own name. Because in a sense, we all walk with Mary to that tomb. We all walk there with our problems, with our difficulties, with whatever we're carrying through this week or our lives, whatever. And at that same moment when we're kind of feeling lost and alone, we can hear Jesus call us by our name. It's one of the most powerful things about having a baptism. It's when you name someone, when you bless that name. Such a privilege. The name that we have in baptism goes forward, and that's how we identify ourselves and know ourselves as Christians. And quietly every day, Jesus knows our name. And he says that to however many Tony Bonds there are in the world. So there's lots I could say about Mary, but for me, it was just that one part of the gospel this morning, that where Jesus says, "Mary," kind of always gets me, always opens up that relationship that we have with God and with Jesus, the one who created us and calls us, and who very soon will meet us here within the beauty of the sacrament. So as you go forward this week, try to remember that your name is very powerful, your name is very special, and the one who loves you the most knows it. Amen.